repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here for another week on CITR 101.9 FM, 88.5 FM in cable. Yes, on TELUS Digital Cable, if you have the luxury of having TELUS Digital Cable at home, it's channel 3,717. And yes, www.citr.ca online, where you can download podcasts and all that kind of fun stuff, and yeah, view what's going on up here at CITR. So yeah, my name's Aaron, and I'm the host of this show, and I'm always here till 1 o'clock, and I've been the host of this show for almost 10 years now. 10 years come March. So yes, the month of March, a few shows, and we're going to be looking at the early years of Generation Annihilation and be playing some of the stuff that we played in the early 2000s, that was new back then. So yeah, why don't you give me a call if you want to hear something. 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. Start things off with a new act called Pocket Caligula. They're from Vancouver. Never heard of them till now. So they sent me this CD, which I found in my mailbox. It's a specially priced demonstration model. Three tracks. And it's for an album that should be out March 15th. And yeah, Pocket Caligula will be playing at Iron Road Studios March 2nd, and the track we heard was called Put the Kettle On, kind of a funny little track. It's about the old English rock stars that'll never need to work a day job as long as they live, and this one was written by one of the members about after he saw The Who and Roger Daltrey came out for the encore holding a hot beverage mug. He couldn't wait for it to be over to have his tea. So yeah, pretty funny there, Pocket Caligula. And we follow with an act out of Calgary, Alberta. Kind of a catchy little tune. Never liked this band before, but I kind of like this tune, Miso Ramen. It's from their latest one called Safeways, Here We Come. And Chicks Dig It from Calgary will be playing here next week at the venue March 1st. So yeah, you might want to catch that. And yeah, if you like your punk poppy. So yeah, we're going to get into a new release now by an act who have been going since the late 80s, and they've had a lot of records. I don't know what they're up to, but yeah, this one is a really catchy record. I just listened to it all, and I was quite impressed. The band is called Total Chaos. Name of this track is called Total Massacre. Here we go. Yeah.
to what I say. Cause I'm a fucking hypocrite every day. Hypocrite, 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 talking shit. Biggest hypocrite. I'm the dumb, I'm talking shit. Talk of freedom, revolution. I got a friend of solution. Hypocrite, 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 talking shit. Tell you how to live. I got all the wrong tendencies. Because I'm a fucking hypocrite. Off the time, talking shit. Hypocrite, 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 talking shit.
You have to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Friday, February 3rd, catch the East Van All-Stars Variety Show. East Vancouver's talent has come together for one night only to support the Rio Theater to survive through the recent closures due to a ban on movies at the neighborhood theater. Doors will be at 8 with the show at 9 p.m. This event is 19+, and cover will be by donation. Live concerts happening this month at the Rio include Patrick Malia presenting the Legion of Stand-Up Comedians on Saturday, February 4th, the Tongue-in-Cheek Spoken Word and Burlesque Show on Friday, February 10th, Charlie Tuna on the 18th, and Sed the Whale on the 25th. To view the full schedule of live events this month at the Rio Theater, visit riotheater.ca/schedule. For more information on how to join the community's fight back against the banning of movies at the Rio Theater, go to facebook.com/supporttherio.
This is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and that's Canada, boys.
Austin Clark, born July 26, 1934, is a Canadian novelist, essayist, and short story writer who lives in Toronto, Ontario. Born in St. James, Barbados in 1955, Clark moved to Canada where he attended the University of Toronto. He's a distinguished novelist and short story writer who has explored the immigrant experience with humor, compassion, happiness, and sorrow. Through his prolific literary output, he's recorded the changing face of the country, giving voice to the resilience, courage, and loneliness often felt by people who come to Canada to start a new life. By his own example, he has broadened the horizons for black writers, encouraging them to develop their creative talent. His contributions as a respected author, teacher, and community activist have helped Canadians understand our diverse roots as well as our universal humanity.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. And in that last set, we heard from some tunes and we heard from them by a little bit of difficulties here. Last set. Start things off with Total Chaos, their latest. It's brand new. Came out on an American label, but it's released in Canada on Stomp Records 2012. Yeah, brand new on Stomp Records. Total Chaos with a track called Total Massacre. And this name of this release is called Battered and Smashed. And it's quite an impressive release, kind of a more street punky sound for them. And after Total Chaos, we heard from an act called Total Bloody Chaos, and this is from the Punk and Pissed compilation CD on Unrepentant Records. We heard a track called Hypocrites, and we followed with England's Control. This is their latest. It's called Punk Rock Ruined My Life, But I Wouldn't Change a Thing. It's on a few labels, but it's released here in North America courtesy of Longshot Music. Name of the track was called Another Mother's Son, and we followed with Marching Orders out of Australia. I'm told it's not their latest, or I'm told it might be their latest, but they've got one that's even newer. And the name of the track we heard was called Criminal Class, and this Marching Orders release is called Days Gone By, and it's out in North America on Longshot Music as well. And afterwards, by request, going out to bus driver Mike and his daughter Stephanie, GBH, from the City Baby Attack by Rats classic release going back to 1982, Clay Records. We heard the title track, City Baby Attack by Rats, and you can never go wrong with a little bit of GBH. And we followed with some Armitage Shanks going back to the late 90s. Name of the release is called You Hum It Will Smash Your Face In. That's from the release,
okay, you never mind the bollocks. You hum it, we will smash your face in. And the name of the track we heard was called Skitty Day. And yeah, it's about 25 minutes after the hour. Oh, time's going fast here. So we're going to get into an act right now. They're from Spain. They're called Johnny Jerewelt. Here we go.
Bicycle gates. insane. The cellar's the safest place.
I'm telling you, they can't get in here.
And I'm telling you, those things turned over on a car.
For me, there is something in the face that you got. of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Generation Annihilation on CITR, and in that last set, we start things off with Johnny Gerwalt out of Spain. It's from the Living with Class release, and yeah, rocking one it is. Another one out on Longshot Music in North America, and we followed with Toronto's Overpower from the Hogtown Skins release. We heard a track called Turf. And then out of Italy, we heard from The Bloodline. We heard a track called The Basement. This is off release of theirs on Step One Records. And we followed with The Lucky Ones out of St. Catharines, Ontario, Hangovers and Punk Rock. We heard the track called Punk Rock Till We Parted. And right now, we're going to get into The Liquor Kings. Here we go.
Matter! like a job, man. Oh, yeah.
Generation Annihilation on CITR, and in that last set, we started things off with the Liquor Kings from their self-titled full-length release. It's on their own label, and yeah, the track we heard was called... what did we hear by Liquor Kings? Kicking the Shit Out of Love. That's what we heard by the Liquor Kings, and the Liquor Kings local band, and they'll be playing Lanaluz. This coming Friday, yeah, they'll be playing Lanaluz in Gastown, and they'll be playing with the Lichinga, and that's a new band which has Jay from the Spitfires. So yeah, check that one out. And after Liquor Kings, we heard from Toronto's Maximum R&R, the Black and White Years. We're going to track a Lucky Charm, followed with Vancouver's The Authorities, originally from Stockton, California, now residing in Vancouver. Kung Pao A Go Go. We heard a track called Run and Hide, and The Authorities currently on tour in the UK at the moment. And we had that set off with the Diodes, early act from Toronto. They've reformed, but this is from their 1980 release, Action Reaction. And we heard a track called Cat Walker, and this one has been reissued courtesy of Bongo Beat Records. And right about now, we're going to go over to Hamilton, Ontario, and hear a new act. And they are called the Prenods. And we're going to hear a track called Puny Humans. Here we go.
Yeah. Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveVan.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation, and we start things off with the Pre-Nods from Hamilton, Ontario. What was the name of the track? I wrote down Punky Humans. I think it's called something else. Anyways, whatever.
It's Puny Humans.
Puny Humans. Okay, thanks, Andy. Why did you remember that, or did you hear me?
No, I got that song too.
Okay. All right, and we followed the Pre-Nods with the Sounds of Hearts. From the Arming Rebellion release, came out a few years back on Feral Lord Records, The Sounds of Hearts from Japan. Arming Rebellion was the name of the release. We heard a track called Backing the Battle, and we followed with some Brain Slug from the Distort New York demo. We heard a track called Crunch Time, and we ended that set off with Unlearn from their self-titled release, Compliance. That's on Deranged Records, and Unlearn or no more, but... the rest of the members are in a... Some of the members are in a band. Oh, no. Now this is dry. I should write some of this stuff down. But I didn't know I was going to talk about this. But they do play in a new band that are called Systematic. There we go. Yeah. Todd Carter. He plays guitar. And, they're pretty cool. Seen him a few times. Awesome, energetic stage show. And then we followed with, that's what we ended the set with, Unlearn. So, cool show you might want to check out tonight, Narcoleptics. It's over at the Moon Tower, for starters. And it's with the Narcoleptics, last of the V8 Interceptors, the Role Models, the Living Deadbeats, the Precious Dudes. And it's at the Moon Tower tonight at 7 p.m. So if you know where that is, go check it out. And check out the podcast and playlist of the show online, www.generationannihilation.com. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/generationannihilation. And, there's a few other shows that you can like on CITR very recently. Power Chord Radio, you can like Power Chord on Facebook. And Andy's Attic.
Yeah.
New show on CIVL in Abbotsford.
Yeah.
All right, so, and that's Andy, who'll be with us with Power Chord. Up next, we're going to leave you a track that'll take us into Power Chord nicely, reissued courtesy of Black Mark Records. I'm talking about Bathory, featuring Lake Quorthon. Man, this stuff still sounds heavy to this day. It sounds punk. It sounds more punk than metal to me. This is a song called The Reaper. And stay tuned for Generation Annihilation next week. We'll be looking at the early years of the show. And because it'll be 10 years in March that we started this show. So, yes.
I was there.
What's that, Andy?
I was there.
You were there. Andy was there right from the beginning. And here he still is, or he could be on Generation Annihilation, but he's on Power Chord and he's on Andy's Addict. And it's Power Chord time. So, what am I doing still talking? Let's play some Bathory.